Hi, this week the question is, what makes the Church of Christ different from all the other churches? There are several things that people could point to that makes the Church of Christ different from other churches. For example, some might say the Church of Christ is different from other churches because it doesn't have instrumental music. Or the Church of Christ is different because they believe a person has to be baptized to be saved. Or some think the Church of Christ is different from everyone else because they don't believe in having women as preachers. Well, all of these things are true, but the Church of Christ is not unique from all others in those things just mentioned. For example, the Primitive Baptist Church doesn't have instrumental music, nor does the Greek Orthodox Church. The United Pentecostal Church believes people have to be baptized to be saved, as does the Catholic Church, or at least they used to believe that a few years ago. The Southern Baptist Convention believes, at least they used to believe, that it's wrong for women to be preachers, as do some other churches. So the Church of Christ is not completely unique in these respects. There is one thing, though, that could be pinpointed as the major difference between the Church of Christ and all other churches, and it would be this. The Church of Christ is the only church that believes there must be New Testament authorization for everything practiced and taught. There's no other church that I know of which believes there must be New Testament authorization for everything. In Colossians 3, verse 17, the Bible says, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through Him." To do something or to teach something in the name of the Lord Jesus means to have authority from Jesus. To have authority from Jesus means that either Jesus Himself personally must have taught the thing, or the apostles must have taught it, because they were His official representatives. Jesus plainly said that He did not teach everything while He was on the earth, but He also taught that the apostles would have all truth revealed to them before they died. In John chapter 16, verses 12 and 13, Jesus said to the apostles, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." If the apostles were guided into all truth, that means everything the church does and everything the church teaches must have been authorized either by Jesus personally or His apostles. That authorization must be in written form. In other words, someone may not say, "Jesus revealed to me that I should teach this or that." Nor may anyone say, "Jesus told me that I should do this or that." No, the authorization from Jesus or His apostles must be in written form. Authorization must be found in the written New Testament scriptures. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." In Jude verse 3, the Bible tells Christians to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. The Church of Christ found in the Bible, and of which I am a member, is different from all other churches in the following ways. Number one, the Church of Christ does not have instrumental music. It's true, of course, that God's people used instruments of music in the Old Testament days, but the Church of Christ holds to the position that the church must have authorization for everything in written form in the New Testament scriptures. Since neither Jesus nor the apostles authorized instruments of music in the New Testament scriptures, the Church of Christ does not have instrumental music. Instead, we sing a cappella, according to Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. Number two, the Church of Christ does not have women preachers. As a matter of fact, the women are not allowed to speak at all in the services of the church. They may not ask questions. They may not say amen. They may not make announcements because Jesus and his apostles forbade women to speak in any assembly of the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35. Number 3, the Church of Christ teaches that men and women must be baptized in water to be saved. Simply saying a prayer is not acceptable because saying a prayer alone was never authorized by Jesus nor his apostles. Instead, both Jesus and his apostles taught that sinners must be saved by the blood of Jesus on the occasion of their baptism in water. Mark 16, verse 16, and Acts 2, verse 38. Number 4, the Church of Christ does not have communion on special occasions. For example, you will not see the Church of Christ having communion at a wedding or funeral. They will not have communion on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, just because it is Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And the reason is simply because neither Jesus nor his apostles authorized this practice. Instead, the New Testament scriptures authorize weekly communion on the first day of every single week. Acts 20, verse 7. Number 5, the Church of Christ does not have Bible classes or Sunday school. The reason that we don't have this is simply because neither Jesus nor the apostles used nor did they authorize Bible classes in the written New Testament scriptures. Rather, they always gathered the people together in one group, and they taught the people in a common assembly with one man speaking at a time to the audience. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 23 through 40. Number 6, the Church of Christ does not have individual communion cups, nor does it have a plurality of communion loaves or wafers. The reason is simply because there is no New Testament authorization for these things. Rather than having individual cups, the New Testament authorizes only one cup, which everyone must drink from. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25, Matthew 26, verse 27. And rather than having a plurality of loaves, the New Testament scriptures authorize only a single loaf for the entire congregation to share. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 16 and 17. Now, there are other examples which could be given, but the point is this. The Church of Christ is unique because of its insistence on Bible authority for every single thing taught and done. If there's no written New Testament scriptures authorizing a practice or a doctrine, then it's forbidden. This makes the Church of Christ unique. As a matter of fact, this is why we call ourselves the Church of Christ, because that's what is authorized in the New Testament scriptures. There is no authorization to call ourselves by names never used by either Christ or his apostles. Well, thank you for listening to our message and considering our thoughts this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.